Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, Behold thy servant. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth and did reverence to the king and said, Let my lord King David live for ever. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Then when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. And he thought, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. But last of all he sent unto them his son, saying, They will reverence my son. Having yet therefore one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last unto them, saying, They will reverence my son. Then said the Lord of the vineyard, What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be they will reverence him when they see him. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.